Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I love technology. No, I don't really.
All right, here we are.
Bad vibrations from my computer system. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I'd like to subscribe to something that would nuke all of these things that you do. I don't even know what I do. And it's done. Jay and James and I were spending some time trying to figure out what's wrong, what I hit, and how do I get back to the simple, you know, I have on my screen a bunch of stuff that I've never seen before, and I don't know what the templates are. Going back to, I want to open up my email. I can't even do that. All of this stuff across the top of the screen, it's gobbledygook.
Are they like pop-ups? Did you get a virus? Did you fall down a rabbit hole and open something you should not have opened?
No, I don't think so.
How would you know?
Well, I guess I don't know. I guess I do not know. I wonder if just shutting it off and starting it over again kind of will bring me there. Anyway, It is what it is. And so on we go with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And the story from Ukraine, apparently, well, this is what the Russians claim anyway. And how do we know whether to believe this? I don't believe it. But the counteroffensive that's going on right now, you're hearing about the drones dropping stuff, and we all kind of smile. And think, oh, isn't that great? The drones are dropping stuff on Moscow. But then the question comes on the Rio Grande battles. You know, that stuff is kind of a distraction from what's really going on. The Ukrainian troops are moving ahead, but not as quickly. And, you know, as usual, what we really find out here is that these troops have been trained and armed by the United States and some of the European allies as well. But most of the stuff, there are not supposed to be American soldiers on the ground, but there are. They call them advisors. But there's a vanguard of all of these that are being used. And apparently they're bogged down at the moment along the Russian border where there are lots of minefields. And so one wonders how long it's going to be. And I don't mean this to be a naysayer, but how long is it going to be, think about it, before some American gets caught in the crossfire? And then we're going to start wringing our hands and thinking, what are we doing? Why are we there? There's always a fight. And it goes back to the military-industrial complex. They're so rooted, so deeply ensconced in the leadership of pretty much every country in the world. Think about it. There's always a war, right? There are always people fighting. Yes. Exactly, and we're here paying for it. The taxpayers are paying for these games, basically. What kind of suckers are we? And we are. Back to what we were talking about, getting people to vote and vote some of these people out. We've been saying that forever. And maybe it's been the battle cry for over 100 years. Who knows? Maybe go back to the beginning of America as a country. Get the bums out. Right? Get rid of them. We're just spending all this time talking about getting people to vote. Are you going to vote for the same people you voted for before because there's nobody running against them for whatever the reason? I know in my community, we're setting up a task force. I happen to be very supportive of the current mayor. And I don't really, somebody may run against him, but he's doing a great job, and people will see that. And the last mayor did such a horrible job, it was easy to pick. So, but then the concern comes among some of the more seasoned politicians. Well, let's make sure we have a fundraiser so he's got plenty of money in his campaign account, so that when somebody who's a potential candidate who might run against him looks at the amount of money he has, they will be discouraged from running. Well, that's the system, and it allows it. Does that mean somebody else would be honestly discouraged because they didn't have all the money that it took? That's what it takes. Money. Mm-hmm. Money, money, money.
If you don't raise enough funds, sometimes you can't even get to the table. You can't even do some of the debates. It's
right.
Like you have to get, it's almost like a video game. You have to get to the next level and get to the next level. It's Mario. You have to go collect all those coins. And
yeah, right. So anyway, I look at all this stuff and I want to write a newsletter to everybody. I have a bully pulpit here. I guess there are people listening, and they're somewhat influenced by what we say. You know, you and I are influencers, Jay. You knew that, right? You're an influencer. You're going to influence how people think, what they do with their lives.
Influence everyone to think for yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Think for yourself.
Don't tell people how to think.
Uh-huh.
Or what to, don't teach them what to think. Teach them how to think.
How to think.
Do your own research.
All right, here's the story of a young lady who got naked on the Bay Area freeway, shot it up, and now she faces 22 years in prison. She was shooting at random vehicles while running nude along the freeway. She pled not guilty to a number of felony charges. Her name is Sequoia Dunkesell, charged with 4 counts of brandishing a firearm, 3 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and 1 count each of shooting at an occupied vehicle, making criminal threats, negligent discharge of a firearm, possession of a loaded firearm, and reckless driving. She's not charged with being naked on a public street. Is it okay? Is it legal? I guess maybe Sacramento, you can do that. I'm chuckling at it. This is a pretty dangerous situation. And so, you know, you look at it and you think, okay, well, at least nobody got killed. But here we go again with somebody who is obviously imbalanced, right? So the
thinking people would, she was naked, people would slow down enough?
She's on Interstate 80, for God's sakes, right near the San Francisco-Oakland border. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. She's stripped naked. She takes her clothes off and gets out of her car, standing in the middle of traffic. Mm-hmm. She's got a knife and a gun. And she starts yelling at the drivers as they're going by her. The woman is out of her mind. Why does she have a gun? You mean you couldn't tell this nude woman in the middle of the freeway was out of her mind before she went out of her mind and grabbed a gun and stood out in front of them?
Did she obtain it legally, or?
I don't know that. I can't figure that out from.
Did she take it from somebody else who did obtain it legally?
I don't know. What? Isn't that, huh? It's funny, but it isn't, right? What would you do if you were driving along the highway and all of a sudden somebody pulled the car over to the side of the road and jumped out of the car and they were naked? What would you do? Would you slow down? Would you look? Would you wonder what's going on? Would you want to stop and help this person? It would be, let's say you're a man and a woman gets out of the car and she's naked. Are you going to slow down and help? Or look, whatever. And if you're a woman and a naked guy gets out of the car and starts running around, that seems to have a different blush to it, doesn't it?
Definitely is an example of double standards, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, exactly. Ooh, I don't want to touch that guy. No, not at all. All right, let's see what else is on the police blotter here. The Wilmington Police Department charging a couple of people for connections to shootings the last few weeks. Officers responding to a shooting last Friday, and this is the, over this last month, there have been 4 or 5 of these, and the latest one, a 15-year-old is charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. possession of firearm by a minor, armed robbery, discharging a firearm into a moving car. Where's a 15-year-old get the gun? We could, you know what? I could spend the whole hour going through all of these police reports from various places around the country where this same thing is going on. It's everywhere. The police, now this is one of the things when you understand what the life of a policeman is all about. Who would want to go out and chase a naked woman with an AK-47 down the highway? You want to volunteer for that?
Who wants to chase anyone down the highway with an AK-47,
yeah,
regardless of how they're dressed?
Thank you. Yeah.
Or not dressed.
Or not dressed.
But I think that's the problem, too, with a lot of people getting these guns or the children getting these guns, where they're getting the likelihood of them getting it. The gun came from somewhere that probably started off as legal, and people do not store their guns properly. There are people who are able to carry them out in public, but then maybe there's a business that doesn't allow weapons, so they put them in the glove box. They don't lock the glove box properly. And I think glove boxes are probably kind of, they seem like they'd be easy to pick anyway. Yeah. Or people at home who don't have a truly secured lock box hidden away in an area that a child cannot get it. Instead, the gun is just in a pocket or up on a shelf. And children are crafty. They climb. Toddlers straight up teleport, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And these guns, if you have a gun, it needs to be stored properly.
Here's the story of a child who shot and killed another child with a rifle during a Nerf gun fight in Alaska. This small town of Mountain Village, Alaska, was the site of this. Notified the police up there that these two children were playing with toy guns when one of them picked up a real gun and shot the other one. So how in the name of God does a rifle get mixed in with a couple of toy guns? Right? Think about that. What's a rifle just sitting on the table with these other two Nerf guns?
Mm-hmm.
And so they pick up, they think it's, you know, okay, it's just another gun. It's a Nerf gun. It's a fake gun. So there were 600 people in this town, and the adult in the house was outside of the house at the time of the shooting. Good God. All right, take a deep breath, Duggar. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, 23 after. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at the ready. Some shop talk. Remember, Paul Harvey used to use that term when he was talking about something going on in the radio business, somebody in the radio business. Well, the shop talk focus is Don Geronimo, who's been around for quite a long time. He was the member. There were two guys that were on Westwood One in a syndicated show in the afternoon. I forget the other guy's name. Do you remember?
It was Mike, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, that was it, right.
I, off the top of my head,
you're right.
I don't remember. I don't remember his last name, but it was Don and Mike's show, and they were on talk radio and sports radio, and Geronimo is, up until recently, the morning host on a big music station. But he did a lot of talking, obviously, in D.C., and he made a remark about a woman who happened to be a reporter for another venue. I don't even think he knew that, and he called her a chick, and he called her a Barbie, and he called her a Barbie girl, and, you know, he just made remarks that are not complimentary.
Wait a minute. And, what do you mean? He was paid, in his heyday, he was paid... Like, the IMUS, the same thing. They were paid to say this outrageous stuff. So did somebody come along and say, hey, Don, maybe you shouldn't do that anymore? Or is it just assumed that all these folks, all of us that are in radio, will know better because of what's going on in the culture around us? Or what? I think this guy's gotten the short end of the stick.
It's a combination of both. It's a very tricky... you remember the late Jim Bohannon at one of our conventions? He had a line. He had a rope. And he moved it around. He was jumping over it. How the line, the crossing the line changes constantly, and sometimes it's wiggly. You bring up a very good point. You know, remember in Mission Impossible that he says, you know, and if you get captured, the secretary will disavow. And that's what the companies did. They paid these people a lot of money to push the envelope as far as they could. And if they pushed it too far, they acted like, oh, you know, we didn't know
who
about
are you?
That. You know, oh, we're going to look
into
this. We can't allow stuff like this to happen. Yeah. I remember when Opie and Anthony got into a lot of trouble for desecrating the Catholic Church at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah.
everybody above them. They were their programmers, their bosses, all the way up to the top of Viacom, all acted like, oh my gosh,
my God, no!
Right, that they were the victims.
Oh my God, how could you dare say that on our airwaves?
You know, I used to tell people when I was interviewed about that, Opie and Anthony didn't desecrate the Catholic Church, Viacom did. Why aren't we talking about it properly?
Yeah. And who is the boss at CBS that loved animals? Why can't I remember? I can see him. The guy who ran CBS Radio for a long time.
And who knows?
No. I'll remember it as we tell the story. So he loves, there's a love-hate relationship between he and Howard. Between him and Howard. And Howard's always saying stuff on the radio that was getting him into trouble. But the guy who ran CBS was happy to pay the fines.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was great publicity. And Howard was always the most outrageous of the outrageous. And that's why he went over to Sirius, so he could say what he wanted to without...
The cost of doing business. It's the cost, the cost of doing business. And people often ask me the question... Why
Mel Karmazin.
Mel Karmazin.
Yeah.
Why does this guy get fired and this other guy doesn't get fired for doing the same thing? It has to do with the company wanting an excuse to get rid of them.
Yeah.
In some cases, and in other cases, no, we'll pay the fine. And then they slap him on the wrist or they give him a suspension.
Publicly. And then they call him up at home and, hey, are you having a nice time? Can hardly wait till you get back.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
that's the way it goes.
Anyway, this guy,
it's true.
This guy got fired. He's done. He's been on the radio for 45 years. Unbelievable. All right, here we are. It's a 28 after this is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president offered proposals to then-Vice President Mike Pence related to the Senate counting electoral votes for the 2020 election, a claim that Pence has rejected. Two conservative groups are asking a federal court to block the Biden administration's plan to cancel $39 billion in student loans for more than 800,000 borrowers, the Associated Press reports. In a lawsuit filed Friday in Michigan, the groups argue that the administration overstepped its power when it announced the forgiveness in July. The U.S. women's national soccer team lost to Sweden on penalty kicks Sunday and lost a bid for its third straight World Cup title. In just 3 weeks, Barbie stands atop the box office worldwide with more than $1 billion. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal. You cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Drums, don't you? Yep. Yeah. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Here's some good news from Palm Beach County. They've smashed their all-time record for sea turtle nests. They've counted 21,800 of them so far. I didn't realize there was a contest for this, but listen, there's a contest for almost anything. Turtle nests. During the nesting season, this is one nesting season on Juneau Beach. They've been working at this for 3 months. Juneau Beach is in the northern part of the county, about 9 miles long. 21,872 mostly loggerhead sea turtle nests. Last year, there were only 18,000. For those of you who are concerned about the environment, for those of you who are concerned about us losing various species, and we go all nuts about it, even though I'm a naysayer when it comes to that, because everything changes. I think last year I did a stat on the new species, mm-hmm. and there were like 172 new kinds of something or other. Right, Jay, remember that?
Yeah, there's a lot. And
new things.
Being discovered. Well, and it feels like there's a lot of oceanic creatures being discovered. But you have to think, well, yeah, duh, it runs deep. There's mm-hmm. so many aspects of the Earth, areas of the Earth, that have not yet been, not investigated.
Watch NOVA on PBS? No. NOVA has some very interesting overviews of the realities of our planet. Some of them are difficult to absorb, some are difficult to actually understand, and some of them are pretty interesting to wrap yourself around. All of the nesting for turtles, as an example, or whatever else, the whales and what they live. And then you see some of the underwater. Sometimes these cameras can go down with some lights attached to see what's going on, the life of a day under the sea or the bottom of the sea. You see all these little things, excuse me, these creatures crawling around on the ocean floor. It's, you don't know what they are, but obviously they're alive because they're moving around. There's a bumper crop of a lot of stuff down there.
So vast.
Yeah. So don't believe for a minute that the planet is on self-destruct, because it's not. And I wish there was some magic wand that I could wave over the tapestry of our country and maybe even the world, and get folks to be critical thinkers instead of just absorbing whatever the first gluck is that comes out of the mouth of somebody that you think, because they have a position on a newspaper or a radio program or television program, that they have authority. They don't have any more authority than you do. They just take it. Or make something of it. Mm-hmm. Or just, you had,
well,
you
no, but
a
also
breath.
Two things can be true at once, in the sense of the climate change and everything. It's just it's also kind of one of those, the natural process. It's what's happened before. It's what will happen again. It's what
same
will be happening.
Species.
But us as humans don't need to add to it.
No.
Nope. Still pick up your trash.
Thank you. I just finished some peach yogurt, and every time I throw one of those plastic containers into the rubbish, I feel guilty. Because there's so much trash we create out of the way products are packaged. Think about that. I don't know what the alternative is. Buy a big thing of regular yogurt and mix peaches in it, I guess. But they still have waste, and I don't know how else. How do you get there? Glass jars? Peaches come in glass jars? You can reuse those, I suppose. But it's very complex when you get down to it. It really is very complex. Okay, here's a new legal setback for Johnson & Johnson. Not S.N. Johnson, a family company, but this is Johnson & Johnson that made the number 3 vial of COVID vaccine. They weren't on the top. They were number 3. So there's a new legal problem for Johnson & Johnson when it comes to an old problem that they've had, and that's the talc problem, right? Do you ever use any of this stuff, the talcum-based baby powder that had asbestos, caused cancer? Of course, Johnson & Johnson denies the claims, but they offered to settle. I always love this. We deny all claims, but here's $9 billion to settle the claims.
Yeah.
Right? So the judge has ruled that this company that was formed to manage this problem and to take care of the money and stuff, the judge says that they've done what is called a Texas two-step. So, and this is basically what I'm talking about. They went to Chapter 11 to protect themselves, but they set aside $9 billion before they did to settle the charges against them by the hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of people who have used this baby powder, and they get cancer. Huh? Why are these people still even in business? Never mind, you know, they can be sued and they declare bankruptcy and all that other stuff. Why should they be allowed to put that stuff on the store shelves anymore? And so what they're doing is, there's a lot of smart lawyers around. So they've taken advantage of some of the state laws that allow for the transfer of liabilities through a divisive merger, which separates the company's operations into various business entities so that only one will be guilty. And they declare bankruptcy for that one, so they don't have to pay out the money. What a bunch of creeps. What a scam. Right? So they're trying, they put the $9 billion aside, but they want to cap costs on any one particular plaintiff. Am I being too complicated here?
It's one of those. I just keep thinking of those commercials that come on for lawyers, and it's
all right.
If you're dealing with this because right. of talc, and right. call us.
Yeah, right. Yes, 1-800 get 'em. Right. I don't know. Okay, here's this guy. There's another story about another trucker who won some money from the lottery. You know, what happens on the road, we still have a winner, right? It's still $1 billion.
Yeah, no Mega Millions the big jackpot.
Excuse me. Okay, so as more and more people buy these, you know who the most frequent buyers are? Of lottery tickets. Think about this. It makes a lot of sense. Truck drivers. Over-the-road truck drivers, when they stop at the truck stop, they invariably, many of them, they'll tell stories. They'll, most every time they stop, and they stop at a truck stop every day to fuel up and take a shower and, you know, whatever. So they buy a lottery ticket. And that's why you see more stories of late. The last 4 or 5 months have been three or four stories about truckers who won $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I won five, and because they buy their tickets when they stop at the truck stops.
I don't understand what the odds are with it, but yeah, whenever I go on a road trip, or I know people who go on a road trip, it's always like, okay, while you're on the road, or even just when we would drive Nashville to Cleveland, Cleveland to Nashville, it's like, okay, we need to stop somewhere and get a lottery ticket. It's like, just don't.
Yeah.
The mentality of don't always
do
go to your
time.
Usual stomping grounds.
When I'm in a different
road,
state.
Stop and get one.
Yeah, I stop and get a couple. I don't know whether it's, I used to use the kids' birthdays, and then I just, I'll just take a quick pick. But I think that's the easy way out. I think from what I've seen, if you play the same number over and over and over, over and over again, you're bound to get to win sometime. So some theorists think, anyway.
Or at least win a couple of dollars.
Yeah, right.
I like to mix it up. I like to, I have some numbers I have picked, and then some of the quick picks.
Yeah. Okay, question. I always like to ask questions. Is this a rhetorical question? This is for social media. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. On X, Good Day On Air. Does anybody care about COVID vaccine cards anymore? Does anybody still carry a COVID vaccine card? And if you do, when was the last time you showed a COVID vaccine card? This will become part of the legacy of this part of the 20th century. And people will trade them, I'm betting. 50 years from now, we'll be trading these cards. I'll give you $10 for that one. Right? You have your COVID vaccine card still?
It exists.
Yeah.
I don't know where mine is. It is.
I don't either. I think it's in my briefcase. I think I put it there with, it was when I was traveling, I put it next to my passport.
Did you ever have to actually show it? I've never once had to show mine. We were supposed to show it whenever you went anywhere. I have never shown mine.
I'm just trying to think of when I did show mine. I had to show it. In California, I didn't have to show it here in Massachusetts. But I remember having a show in California for some reason. I don't remember why. But there's another one. What we're learning now, I urge you to go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/good day. I think, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And then there's the Good Day Radio Show. You can go to Facebook there. Jay posted this 22-minute segment of last week's overview in the European Union in their headquarters. They had sort of a rehash of what we learned about COVID, what we know about COVID, and more importantly than anything else, how we got schnookered by the Chinese, by the news media. It was almost like they were working in concert with each other. You know what I mean? And then our government and our governments, the Europeans, have been much more critical of this because apparently somebody over there thinks more than many of the people over here thought. We were like sheep. The Europeans resisted, at least the English and the French especially are notorious, but the Scandinavians, even though they got their shots, people started saying, well, what do we do? What's this all about? Why are we shutting everything down? We don't shut it down for any other flu. So what is there about COVID? They got everybody worked up. And I say, that it was just another part of the whole plan by the Chinese Communist government to kind of disrupt what was going on in the world, just to see if they could, or what would happen under the circumstances if they made if they kind of dislodged us from our regular routine. How easily controllable are we? And we found out that we're pretty controllable and pretty easily, we're pretty gullible and pretty easily fooled. So you can check that out, European Union stuff, on those various Facebook pages. All right, here we are, 48 after, actually, on Good Day.
New to USAPodcasting.com. Enter the paranormal. Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe?
Secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest. I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no exception.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Know that theme. I get into another session with our pal Chuck Curry, who's the movie master at Movie Moments, expert on video, television, the movies. So, Chucker, this must be the anniversary of Jerry Seinfeld seeing his first pimple.
Actually, I know I've been doing this show a long time because I've talked about this before. This day in TV history, actually tomorrow, because we're not on the air tomorrow together, but August 5th, 1989, the premiere episode of Seinfeld aired on NBC. It was actually originally titled The Seinfeld Chronicles. It took at least a year for it to catch its or grab its footing in terms of viewership, but the network gave it a chance, and obviously we know the end result, one of the more popular sitcoms of all time,
right.
One of the big cash cows in terms of syndication.
Huge
deals to everybody in that cast, from Jerry Seinfeld to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Michael Richards, Jason Alexander, have made an absolute fortune off that show. And I, you know, it's interesting with all the streaming content that we see. You know, we keep talking about theatrical films and all the genres that have gone by the wayside, the romantic comedy, the comedy in general, sci-fi movie. A lot of it's been pure action over the last decade, but the sitcom over the last few years, I think, has been ignored, and this is one of the good ones.
Is it because the writers are no good anymore? There's not the shows aren't
Maybe
funny.
It's a possibility. It's not easy to do a show like Seinfeld and keep it as good and fresh for that long.
Oh, Ray Romano did it as well.
Yeah, he
Ray
did
Romano
it.
Right, and
the Big Bang Theory. I didn't watch the show religiously, but the Big Bang Theory was a massive hit as a sitcom. But the, you know, Charlie Sheen
wasn't
show,
really funny.
And it was very funny.
Yeah, that was funny. But the
very funny.
What is that? What did you just say? What do they call the show? Big Sister? Or what is it? Big? What's the name of that show you just mentioned? I've seen it here and there.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang. What's? I've watched it a couple of times, and what turns me off is the canned laughter. You know it's canned. It's fake. It's phony, because they apparently don't trust the audience to know where to laugh.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Not every. I mean, yeah, you go back in to the 70s, All in the Family and Happy Days. Those shows were filmed before a live audience. So that laughter was pure, real, and
real.
Natural. Now, in terms of box office today, two new movies entered the fray. I don't think they're going to challenge Barbie or Oppenheimer, but you got the Meg 2 with Jason Statham tracking around a $23 million opening weekend. Reviews are tepid, but that's a critic-proof movie.
Awesome.
Having said that, I think what's going to happen to this film, unfortunately, it is a male-oriented action film in all those films this summer, from Fast X to The Flash, to the Transformers movie, even Mission Impossible, to some extent, have been rejected here in the U.S. in favor of something different, which would be Barbie and Oppenheimer. So I think that's going to suffer somewhat of the same.
I think you
thing.
Do.
It might have
Mission,
a decent opening.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. You do a disservice to Mission Impossible by saying
the movie's good.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Honest, it has not performed in this country. It's like, Doug, it's like at $130 million. That's a disappointing total in the U.S. take. It just didn't.
I agree.
It should have did a lot better.
All right. So, Scream 7 is in the works.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah, a director named Chris Landon, who did a really good job on like a horror parody, Happy Death Day, very entertaining movie. And he did that movie Freaky with Vince Vaughn, also a very entertaining horror comedy. He's been signed to do Scream 7. I think he's a good choice. The last Scream movie, which took place in New York, did extremely well, very profitable. Did over $100 million here domestically, which is the highest grossing, I believe, Scream film to date. I think they shot it for like $30 or $40 million. So worldwide it did over $200 for a movie shot for $30 or $40. That's a good
investment.
Profit. Yep.
Better than
I know you love this. I know you love the Scream movies and the Halloween franchise, right, and even Friday the 13th.
When's there going to be a movie about crypto? There ought to be a movie. Let's get a movie going on crypto, right?
It's a good subject.
Ryan Gosling's Barbie song, I'm Just Ken, has made it to the Billboard charts. And the guy thinks it's hilarious.
Are you surprised? I'm not surprised.
Really?
It's a massive part of our pop culture in 2023.
Up Barbie. There with Dua Lipa and Sam Smith and Billie Eilish. Wowie zowie. All right, well, anyway, I just thought I'd bring that to everybody's attention in case you didn't know that. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments on Good Day at 59.
Thank you, Doug.
Past the hour. Yeah, Chucker.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.